Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, glory be unto the Lord. He is worthy of every praise. How great thou art, praise the Lord. Thank God, glory to God, we got through the storm. And we are already, glory to God, ready to glorify the Lord and magnify his holy name. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, where the power of the anointing is flowing. And as we continue to seek out his face and yield to his word and be obedient and keep glorifying him and allowing his will to be done in us, we're going to see marvelous and phenomenal and great and mighty things being done. And he said, greater work shall we do. You just got to be tuned in to be assured without a shadow of a doubt that whatever God says, that he shall bring to pass. Praise the Lord. Amen. While I'm waiting on our sisters and brothers to come on, well, praise the Lord, we see Mother McCormick and Mother Willette, praise the Lord. And we're going to go ahead and share a little bit, glory to God, of this battle ready prayer. Praise the Lord while we wait for the others to come on. And as I said, I'm so grateful that the Lord blessed through the storm. He brought us through it. And now we're able to come on time. God is awesome like that. Praise the Lord. And we're, glory to God, going to glorify him and praise him through the storms, the natural storms and the spiritual ones and the elements or however. Our God is a mighty God, and he knows how to bring us through, bring us out, cause us to overcomers, be overcomers, triumphant and victorious. Praise the Lord. Asking for you all prayers while we're going on tonight. Have a little bit of challenge. I don't know where this is. What we're just talking about was another lady today with Virgo or whatever. I don't know if it's sinuses. Got this lightheadedness yesterday and today, but today, glory to God, we are pressing forward and still moving on in the name of Jesus, because the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. But in the meantime, we dress for it, standing on his word, confessing what his word says. Don't forget, tonight we are going to share in prayer, but we're also going to share testimonies. Amen. The battle-ready prayer, can't remember about this young man, name is Ron, I'll get his name later, but it says, I surrender, Lord, and give you total and complete reign over my life. I'm willing to submit to you in thanksgiving and praise. I thank you, Lord, for the relationship and the fellowship that you have allowed me to share with you. I thank you for every moment, prayer, word, and opportunity to gain revelation and understanding concerning you. Forgive me for the times I have taken you for granted, or moments where I haven't allow my focus and discipline to slip. I choose you, Lord, at all ties and fellowship with the world. I choose you, Lord, and all ties and fellowship with the world. I have no place in that, and denounce everything that is offered. You have given me a choice, Lord, and I choose to be in covenant with you. I have crossed the line, of no return, and I will not look back. Each day I'm getting more and more like you and growing further and further from this world. My reality in Christ is more real than what my natural eyes behold. I know that you are not a million miles away. You're right here with me every day. Step out of the way. I will have confidence in you, Lord, concerning every situation I face, in decision making I make, in every temptation in my path. Give me an ear, Lord, to hear your instruction, eyes that will remain faithful. My life has been built on the foundation that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You died on the cross for my sins, and your blood was shed for me. I exercise total faith and confidence in my belief, that death was powerless, that you rose again and resurrection every resurrected every dead thing. I receive your resurrection power and declare that there is no dead thing in my life. I speak life in all things pertaining to me. Even now, Lord, I pray you will breathe life into my relationship, my hope, and my dreams, my careers, my calling and purpose. Let there be no cracks in my foundation and restore every bone that has been broken. I pray, Lord, that dead branches be pruned from me and my basket and my harvest bear much fruit. I offer no resistance in prayer in all ungodly destruction. The distractions be pruned from me, whether they are people, unhealthy relationships, environments, and dead situations, ungodly influences, or anything that not expedient for me. I distance myself right now from every dead thing and release them from my life in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, and you, Lord, that I have inherited life through your sacrifice, forgiveness for my sins through your word, and I have been empowered by your spirit. I take precious time to fully grasp and consider what my relationship with you means. Help me to never lose sight of the fact that I have an adversary that must be fought each day. My adversary is the world and Satan, who is the prince of this world. The world around me is not me, is not my home, and each day it becomes more reflections of Satan's, his prince, of the prince of this world. I am not ignorant to Satan's devices, and I understand that the world is designed to my destruction. The allurement of the pleasure and the temptation that crossed my eyes are the purpose of robbing me of everything I have inherited through Christ. Every trap, every lust, and every pride that is in the world are set against me on all sides. The hope that I have in patiently walking according to your word, God, and staying firm in the covenant I have made with you. The world cannot strip me of my authority, but I can hand it over. I will not be deceived by what I see, hear, or hope I feel. If it is not of God, then it's for my destruction. Help me, Lord, to see the spirit behind the temptation. The word tells me that Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I rebuke and bind every influence that seeks to draw me away from you, for it is nothing more than a gateway to hell. Father, we bless you and we thank you for that battle-ready prayer, even though that's only a portion. But we thank God for those that have came on, praise God, while we were exalting the Lord in that prayer. We pray, glory to God, that we will be battle-ready at all times with the armor on and with the mindset to do the will of the Lord and be obedient to his call. We thank him for all that he's done and doing, and without him we can do nothing, but through him we can do all things. We bless the Lord. Help us, glory to God, to exalt you. Just crucify this flesh, not allow ourselves to eat out the flesh part, but do what your word says. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Thank God, glory to God, for your word. And we praise you and we magnify you. Thank you again today. Thank you, Lord God, for these vessels that are on the line, the prayer warriors. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you, Lord God, for your renewed mercies every morning and your grace. Thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much. You give us another chance, even when we fall short, to thank God for Jesus being our advocate and your word in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you for grace. If it had not been for the Lord, where would we be right about now? In the name of Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. I praise you, Jesus. I bless you. In Jesus' name, we bless you tonight, glory to God, as you bless us and as we share the testimonies and the goodness of the Lord and the prayers, glory to God, in Jesus' name, for those, glory to God, that have been challenging, going through various situations and circumstances and whatever that, glory to God, we can keep looking to God, the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing that he has the answer for every situation, learning to wait on him and to be encouraged while we're waiting with the expectation, glory to God, for a move of God. In him we live and move and have our being. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Glory to God, and Satan have to flee. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We have the faith to know that we have power to bind and loose him and cancel his assignment and look by faith, not by glory, what we see. Glory to God, we're not going to be watching his movement like we're watching TV. We're going to look, glory to God, till the heels will come as our help and look unto God. He's our healer, our deliverer, our protector, our shield. Glory to God, whatever we need is found in him. So, God, we give you all glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, cover our children, cover our family, cover, glory to God, our church family, cover, glory to God, the ministries, the things that you assigned for our hand to do, and keep us, glory to God, focused on the power of your word and your anointing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We call our peace back in as we stand on the promises of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and God was with God, in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, I thank you. Whatever this little challenge is, we thank you that this too shall pass, because God is our healer, our deliverer. Glory to God, and all that we need is in him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm getting ready to read. Scripture reading, glory to God, will come from Mark, the second chapter, first verse. And again, he is Jesus entered into Capernaum after some days, and he saw, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them, and they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four, and when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed where the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins has been forgiven thee. But there was a certain scribe sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it be easier to say, the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he has to the sick of the palsy. I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way and into thine house. Praise the Lord. Amen. And immediately he rose, he took up his bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Praise the Lord. Help us to be into a place that we'll have faith, and then we'll allow the Lord to work through us and have the world looking in amazement of the power of the anointing of God to draw them to the light so they may know, glory to God, that he's a Savior, a deliverer, a healer, and glory to God, a deliverer. And thank God for the love that though the four friends had, that glory to God, they were willing to take a chance to even climb up a building, the side of a house and open up the roof and drop him down, then let him down, glory to God, before Jesus to get what he need from him, and that was his healing. So whatever the storm, the trial, or whatever is in our life, help us to keep looking up to Jesus, standing in faith, holding on the word, pursuing, and let nothing keep us from Jesus. Like I said last night, even with Don Bartimaeus, made us, glory to God. Even glory to God, he heard that Jesus was there, and they were trying to shut him up, and he was just hollering Jesus' name out, glory to God, and he hollered until he got the victory. And the woman of God, the woman with the issue of blood, glory to God, she pressed until she got the victory. The friends, the same thing with this, having that faith and persistent and pursuing, but having a love of with the determination, whatever it takes to get there. Praise the Lord. Amen. So at this time, we're going to open up the lines, and whether it be the a prayer that God bless in your spirit, and also give a testimony of the goodness of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So I don't know if it's storming other places too, but there's only a few of us on here, but we're going to use this time, glorify the Lord, and if the time is up when we finish, then the anointing is finished and is lifted, we press on and pursue. Praise the Lord. We are not going to allow time just to be wasted. Glory to God. When whatever God bless and he assigned our hand to do, we do it, and we do it with expectation and anticipation to the glory of him. And when the anointing is lifted, that's it. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to have Mother McCormick open up first with, glory to God, her prayer and testimonies of the goodness of the Lord. Mother Mother McCormick. Lord of mercy, I just said, you know, y'all pray for me. Mother McCormick already. Mother Evangelist, glory to God, Willette is next. And then after that, praise the Lord, we'll have, we got two other guests that's on the line. We'll find out whether they want to say anything or not in their testimony. But in the meantime, we're going to take it from there. And then if anyone else joins us in between that, so be it. Praise God. I know a couple of calls had to go out because we had a storm, and wondering whether they're thinking that we're going to be later than what we are right now. But nevertheless, if they join us, so be it. Then while the testimonies are going, then we add on to that. But now we're going to have none other than Evangelist McCormick Eminem. Oh, God, I'm thinking I'm opening Mother McCormick's line again, and it's the other line. It must be Rachel's line I opened.
Hello?
Okay, then that's what I did. Open Rachel's on when I thought I opened yours. Okay, then.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Father
Lord.
God in the Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for every sin and fault, a thing that we have said or done. God, we ask you to wash us whiter than snow. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for food on our table, clothes on our back. We thank you, Lord God, for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day that we never seen before. God, we realize, God, it was nobody but you, Lord God. We realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you are our strength, you are my peace, you are my joy, you are everything that I need. Lord, I just want to say thank you this afternoon for the sunshine, the rain. Thank you, Lord God, for being that friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have took me through so many different things in my life, Lord God. God, praying for those that I know, God, and those that I don't know, God, praying for the world as a whole, God, praying for people, Lord God, that's going through different problems and different situations, Lord God, praying for that man or that woman, Lord God, that might be struggling with different conditions in their life, Lord God. Oh, God, you knows the hearts of mankind. You knows all about us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You told us, God, to come to you all who are laboring heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, we come, Lord, boldly to the throne this afternoon, trusting and relying on you, Lord, knowing that we cannot walk this journey down here by ourselves. We need you every step of the way, Lord God, realizing, God, if you don't help us, if you don't do it, Lord, it can't be done. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you in a day and time like this, because so many things are happening in the world. So many things are going on. But, Lord, help us to always remember, God, that you said that you will be there with us, God. You will keep us in perfect peace. He that mind stays on you, Lord God. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for your word, because your word is what we need. Your word is what keep us, and your word is what take us through, and your word is what let us know that we can be different, we can change, and we don't have to stay that same old way that we always stay, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God of tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, for your protection, Lord, how you protect us, Lord God, when we out and about and how we when we go different places. We thank you for the Holy Ghost abiding in the inside of us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the water that you give us to drink, Lord God. We thank you for the water that you give us to bathe in, Lord God. Realizing, Lord God, somewhere in this world, God, someone don't have that clean water that they need on tonight, God. We pray, Lord God, for people, Lord God, that don't have that clean water on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for your joy, for the we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for the President of the United States on tonight, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Vice President Harris on tonight. We ask you to shield and protect them, Lord God. And we pray, Lord, for the policemen, Lord God, those that's out there, Lord God, working in an honest way, Lord God, in a way that not trying to just hurt up people just for no reason whatsoever. We pray, Lord, for those situations in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to look down on the doctors on tonight. Look down on the nurses, Lord God. Look down on those, the caregivers on tonight, Lord God. Go into the hospital on tonight, God, and breathe on that person, Lord God, that may be on oxygen on tonight. That person might not can't get up tonight, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord God. Breathe on them, and Lord, raise them up, God. Give them another chance, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, that you would look down on married couples on tonight. Men and women that's married, Lord God, help them to continue to love one another, God. Help them to continue to talk things out when they're going through problems in their life that they can just talk to one another, that they won't just do one thing and the other one go another way and just don't want to be around one another. Help them, Lord God, to realize, God, that the Word of God said what God has joined together, who could put us under? So, God, let us know, God, because if we know that everybody, that God has not joined everybody together, but sometimes some people have just joined themselves together. So, but we, even though that happened, they still, if they marry, that still is like they still married couples. So they still need to work out problems and situations in their life in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because we know that the Word of God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So, God, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you, Lord God, and we bind up every kind of problem, every situation, everything that's going on that's not like you. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now, God. We pray for those, Lord God, that out there in the world, those people that always are doing different things that they shouldn't be doing, are shooting people for no reason whatsoever, Lord God. We pray for these killing demons, the killing demon that's going out in the name of Jesus. We know that the enemy say he come to kill, steal, and destroy, but you said, God, that you come that we have life and that more abundantly. So, God, we thank you on tonight. We just believe in you, Lord, because we know, God, that you're the only one that can change. You change us. You're the only one that can help us and help us to always keep our confidence and our strength in you, Lord, that you will help us go through the trials and the tribulation that we are going through. We love you on tonight. We appreciate you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. And so now I was thinking of a testimony that I was going to, not a testimony, yeah, a testimony. That's what you told us to say, right, Sister Hubbard? A testimony, tell a testimony.
Yes.
I was thinking about a long time ago when I was sick, I was going through some situation in my back. I was having some back problems. I could not sleep that good at night. I couldn't sleep on my chair. I couldn't sleep on my bed. I couldn't sleep on the floor. I mean, I just couldn't sleep nowhere whatsoever. It was just so painful, and it was down like in the bottom of my butt, like it was down in that part, and I couldn't, you know, in the back of me, Lord, I couldn't even hardly rest. And so I went to the doctor, and the doctor said I had spurs spurs. I reckon that's what you call it, spurs on my back and stuff. And he gave me some kind of pills, wanted me to take the pills. I don't even think I took the pills. He wanted me to take the pills, and I got them, but I don't even think I took the pills. I just kept believing in God that He was going to heal my body and He was going to deliver me. And then and as I had went back to the doctor where the other doctor had wanted me to take this test, and I wouldn't take the test. I told him I'm not taking the test. And so when he got the paper back, he said, "I see you wouldn't take that test." I said, "No, I'm not going to take the test because I believe in the Lord." So and that's what I did. I didn't do it. I didn't take the test. But I kept going. I was going to church. I was going to church, and I was hurting, and I was sitting at the table. I would always had to sit at the table. I would be at the Sunday school table. I was secretary, and I was doing my writing. And my sister-in-law would always say, "Look at me." And she told me, she said, "You are so much in so much pain. I could see it all in your eyes and stuff. I could see you in so much pain." But I still, still went to church, and I still just kept believing God. I just kept believing for my healing. And then I'll never forget, it was on the fourth Sunday of April. I forgot what year it was. And it was on the fourth Sunday. And I remember the pastor called me out, and she told me to come up to the front. And I came up there, and she said, "Enough is enough for you." And she began to pray. She prayed for me. And when she prayed for me, and I went out on the anointing, and when I come back up, and I was feeling better. I didn't feel that pain no more. And I said, "God, I thank you for my healing power." It took a long, long way of going through the pain and what I was going through, but I held it out because I know that my God was going to come and see about me. I know He was going to deliver me. I know He was going to give me that deliver that I need. So I just thank God for what He had done for me. And so I think this is I can't even think of another testimony right now, so I'm just going to tell that one and just let it go. And so I just thank God for what God have already done for me down through the years, because He has done great things for me, but I didn't really get my testimonies together like I should on tonight. So, but I thank God.
What
for
about
it.
Last night's testimony? Not last night, yesterday. Or what's the other day testimony that you just had?
I thought maybe last night. Okay. Now how that started? I had been laying in the bed, and I had that noise banging. It sounded like a hammer, like it was a hammer beating, and we didn't know what it was. Well, I don't even think my family. I don't even think they heard it at first. I began to hear it because I'm downstairs. And so it was right there next to my, or at the head of my bed on the outside. So I noticed when the air conditioner would always come on, and then the air conditioner would come on, and then I would hear that when someone upstairs would go to the bathroom, flush the commode, you could hear the hammer noise. It would just be shaking. Well, I thought I had a feeling that it was outside, but I didn't know for sure. I didn't really know what it was. I thought it was the wall, because there's a wall right beside my bed. So I thought it was the pipes right there. So I kept telling my daughter about it. I said, "There's something going on with this water." I said, you can't go to the bathroom. You hear the noise. You wash your hands. Or if you have to wash, you hear this noise. I said, and so she decided to get her husband to get somebody to come out. So the man came out, he looked, and he kept saying that he couldn't hear nothing, he didn't hear nothing and stuff. So the thing really didn't make that much noise when he was here anyway. It did it mostly like at nighttime or something. But he charged that money where he said he went and got some little clamps. It was some kind of a brown looking clamps that you put over under down at the bottom of the commode. Where the pipe said. I don't know what to do, but he put these little clamps on it. And I don't even think them things cost. I looked them up. I mean, they would probably run you about. They might not even run you $30. But he put three of them on and charged them $600 just to do that mess what he did. Okay. He left. And the thing still was, the thing, I told my daughter, my son-in-law, I said, this thing is still making that noise. He said, you still here? I said, yeah. And so they called him back. So when he called him back, he was, I was in the living room because I left five because they was in there talking. So I left five, and I was in the living room, and I was just thinking on the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, this don't make no sense. I said, this man, you know, my son-in-law paid all this money. And then they were going to charge him $600 more dollars to come back for the second time if I hadn't said something. And so when that man left, said he was coming back, he said he couldn't come back. He said he was going to send somebody back. That's what he said. He said he couldn't come back. He would send somebody back because he was off that day. Somebody else would have to come. So when he shot that door, when he closed the door that day, I went where my son-in-law was. I said, listen here. I said, you know you can do this. I said, we can find out what's going on in this house. I said, because something ain't right. And so that's when we came in my bedroom and we took him, looked in the bathroom, and he checked the wall, and then he took in, like, the small little hole we put in, but he could fix it back. And then he thought about it, and he said, I think it's outside. I said, you know what? I said, I believe it is outside. That speaker. I forgot that speaker was outside. He said, well, let me go out there and see. He went out there and looked, and then when he looked, it was just, it was a little clamp that he went to Lowe's and got a clamp to put on the thing. He put that clamp on there, and the house, the water and everything been doing better ever since. And I mean, even the wash machine the wash machine was making noise too. Everything was making noise only because of that one little cloud on the outside of the house. And he was going to come, the guy was going to come back, but he called and told him not to come back. He already fixed it. And I said, I just thank God that I just opened up my mouth because I could have just sat there and just not even said. But I thank God for the Lord urging me to say, open up your mouth and say something so your son-in-law won't have to pay out some more money. He said, well, I lost $600. I said, well, you didn't lose the other six. And so I just thank God. I just thank God that I opened up my mouth so they didn't lose no more money. Yeah.
It's wonderful to be unctioned by the Holy Spirit and stop the thief from coming in and stealing anymore, praise God. So we have to just continue to pray and bind, like we were talking last night, bind up these attacks because the enemy be walking behind the scenes to try to steal our finances, anything he can steal from us, anything he can rob us of, anything, glory to God, he can do to try to make our lives disrupted in any way. But we thank God for the yielding and hearing the Spirit of the Lord and for God blessing the simple task that was done to take care of. So it makes us wiser in things for the future. So we bless the Lord.
Amen.
We thank God for the testimony and the prayer. We're going to open the line now for Mother Willette. Praise God for her to pray and to give her testimony. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give glory, honor, and praise to the Most High God. I thank and praise God for what our ears have already heard, and we do touch and agree with the prayers that have already gone forward. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you for being so good to us. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you do love us. Lord God, that you are for us. Hallelujah. And I thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. That you sent Jesus, hallelujah, so that he could lay his life down and, Lord God, make a way of salvation for everyone that's willing to surrender to him. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you care about, hallelujah, our concerns, hallelujah, and you're the God, hallelujah, that's able to work out every situation for our good. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you put a faith on the inside of me where I have the confidence, the assurance that you are big enough to do anything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, you let me heard the word when I was a young girl. Praise God. And I decided that I was going to go up and give my heart to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I know it was you who put, Lord God, what it takes on the inside of a person by drawing us to you, Lord God, as even as a child, in the name of Jesus, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for giving me a good, sound mind. I didn't know everything. I still don't know everything. But I know, Lord God, that Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life for the world for which we live in today. In the name of Jesus, I thank you so much, Jesus, hallelujah, for sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you give me a good, sound mind where I can hear the word of God, I can study the word of God, and I can have, hallelujah, that confidence that you are just who you say that you are and that you'll do what you say. I thank you for, hallelujah, letting us rest, hallelujah, at night. Even in spite of the rain, the storm that may come by, we don't, Lord God, fret, and we don't have any anxiety over what's going on in the world because we know that you're still on the throne. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you so much. I thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, because you're concerned, Lord God, about every situation. Father, I know you've heard the prayers, Lord God, and I know, Lord God, you know, hallelujah, Lord God, about all those that are going through medical issues or sickness or disease or may have had some surgery. Lord God, some of them may have been in a medical condition for so long a time right now. But I thank you, Lord God, that you're the God who's yet able to release supernatural miracle-working healing power in the earth, in these bodies, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've given us authority, glory be to God, over all of the power of the enemy, glory be to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we're not just children of God, but we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Thank you for letting us, hallelujah, come to the knowledge that your word is right, hallelujah, and that something else is wrong. But your word is right, and all of your works are done in truth. Glory be to God. So, Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you for a good, sound mind. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for the mind to know when we pray. When we pray, believing, hallelujah, with expectation that you're going to do just what you say in your word, hallelujah, we can have what we say. If it's in accordance with your word, hallelujah. And the word of God is the will of God, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. So once we have a situation and we find it in the word, we can pray according to your word with expectation. And Lord God, know that it shall be done. I thank you for every miracle, every mighty wondering, wonder working act that you have already done, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, so much because we didn't have to be here today, but hallelujah, you stayed the hand of the adversary. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I was just looking in Revelations, the 12th chapter, the 11th verse, where it talked about we're overcome by the word of our the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I thank you for a night to give testimony service. But Father, just before we do give testimony, we pray, oh God, for someone, Lord God, which need a supernatural, Lord God, emergency miracle right now. And we pray that it will be released maybe to someone that's on this line, maybe to a family member. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, one great miracle, the greatest miracle, is that when a person decides that they're going to surrender their life to you, God, we bind up distractions and we bind up that devil of a deception in the name of Jesus. So many people are trapped by listening to the demon of lies in the name of Jesus, making them believe that they're in situations where there is no escape, but the devil is still a liar. And I thank you that Jesus came that we might have life, hallelujah, and that life to the full, hallelujah, glory be to God. And as the songwriter says, hallelujah, you're going to live to see it happen. I'm going to live to see it happen. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So I praise your name this evening. I give you glory, honor, and praise. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you do give us liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from the diseases. Lord God, from the coronavirus and even from that other strand of the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus, give us liberty and freedom from strongholds, identity issues, Lord God, from, Lord God, so many things that the devil try to put in our way or distract us with, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us to be, Lord God, wiser. Help us to be, Lord God, just like, hallelujah, have the same type of mind like Christ. Not to be easily, Lord God, deceived by the demon of deception in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank you, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost on the inside of us recognize what kind of spirit is operating in an individual in the name of Jesus, because you've given us, the Holy Spirit has to, praise God, the power to discern, hallelujah, who's in operation in a person in the name of Jesus. And we bind up everything that's not like you this evening. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for life, health, and strength. We pray for liberty and freedom, Lord God, from everything that try to come against your divine purpose, plan, and will for our lives in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, and I pray that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop. Yes. Hallelujah, stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works, hallelujah, of evil, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is, like I said, that's trying to interfere with your divine plan, purpose, and will for our life. For these things come to deny, delay, and stop, hallelujah, your purpose for us, God. But we thank you, hallelujah, that you're greater than anything there is, Lord God. And yes, you created old Lucifer, but he got out of place and he had to be kicked out of heaven. You can read some of that, praise God, even in that same chapter, chapter 12 of Revelation. Father, I thank you so much, hallelujah, for what you're doing in our lives. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that if someone's sick and in pain, I pray that, hallelujah, the virtuous healing power of God, hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit with your anointing go forth and release that, Lord God, virtuous healing power, and may they recover in Jesus' name. I pray, God, for those lives, Lord God, that have not yet surrendered to you. People, I pray that they will turn, hallelujah, turn from their wicked ways. Turn, Lord God, from the ways of the world, hallelujah, because we've been in the flesh for so long a time, and we only get so long here. But, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that people will make up their mind. It's time for me to make a change in my life, and you can't do it on your own, so you must surrender to Christ. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I pray special favor, blessings, Lord God, in the name of Jesus upon those, Lord God, that will listen to this prayer line. Hallelujah, those, Lord God, that are faithful, that come every week, meet their needs, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your good riches and glory. I love you, dear Father God. I praise you. I honor you. I worship you. I pray, oh God, that we would get in your presence. Lord God, help us not to be so distracted by life. Let us not be like Martha. She was, yeah, it was a good thing because you was coming to her house, Lord God. But sometimes we get so distracted doing so many nice things and good things that we miss out on that time with you. But maybe I'm just talking about myself, Father. But I want to be, hallelujah, like Mary, to sit at your feet, hallelujah, even as we pray the prayer of faith, Lord God, sitting at your feet, hearing from you in the name of Jesus. Always have our ears open to your Holy Spirit. Speak to us, Heavenly Father. Let us know what we need to pray about in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for our sins. Blot out our transgressions. Cleanse us of our iniquities. And I pray for the body of Christ. I pray for the leadership in this world. I pray for leadership everywhere in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray that day is coming soon when you're going to wipe out, hallelujah, the darkness of this world once and for all. You're going to wipe out sickness and disease once and for all. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord God, that this sickness and cancer and sugar diabetes, high blood sugar, whatever the disease, the sickness is, hallelujah, it shall be a thing of the past. I declare and decree, hallelujah, and I thank you, and I prophesize the song, hallelujah, that says you're going to live to see it happen. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. You give us a word, Father God. You speak to our hearts. Now, thank you for the testimony service. In the name of Jesus, I love you, I bless you, I praise you, and bless these are your people upon this line. As they, hallelujah, as your word and reminding your word remind me of what Jesus says. Go in peace, hallelujah. Your faith has made you whole. Let us, hallelujah, continue to walk by faith in Jesus' name. I pray the prayer of faith, and I thank you, Lord God. And Holy Spirit, those things that we didn't get to pray about tonight because we want to have time for testimony, we pray that you continue to intercede on our behalf. Continue to, Lord God, fill us with your presence, your Holy Spirit. Continue to help us to walk and be led by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, I love you, Father. I love you, Lord Jesus, and I praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I just want to thank and praise God, first of all, hallelujah, for the miracle of salvation. I thank and praise God for saving my life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank and praise God for being of a good, sound mind. I thank and praise God for his presence in my life. Glory be to God, and that he loves me, and that I am his child. I don't wonder about it. I don't think about it. I don't hope that I'm going to make it in, but I know, hallelujah, based on the word of God, hallelujah, that I have right relationship with the Lord, and I'm going to see Jesus when I leave down here on this earth. Glory be to God. I thank and praise God that when I, back in April, when I was heard that squirrel out there in my garage, and I had an encounter with him, and he shot out at me like a rocket coming from a cannon when I was banging on that washer out there, and I went up in the air, and I came down, and both my legs was folded under me. I thank and praise God that I didn't lose my life, because I know the devil, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but there was something on the inside of me, hallelujah, which is the word of God that says, Jesus said, I came that you might have life. And I received, glory be to God, what Jesus gave to me. So I thank and praise God. He may have got the upper hand through that squirrel, but I thank and praise God. He didn't take my life. He didn't take my joy. Yes, I fractured my foot, praise God, and I have trouble with these old knees, but that's all right. They're getting better in the name of Jesus because with his stripes, Isaiah 53 and verse 5, hallelujah, glory be to God. Jesus has already carried our sorrows, hallelujah, and our griefs, praise God. And I thank and praise God. That means sicknesses and diseases. So I thank and praise God for giving me 100% recovery. I still have to wear this boot until the 19th, but I thank and praise God, and I'm believing God the doctor's going to get me out of that boot on that day. But I feel my feet is recovering. I thank and praise God for that. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God that it's important to have the word of God on the inside, because I was remembering when I was perming my hair once, and as I was perming my hair, apparently the perm was loose, and then some of it fell in my eye. My God. And you could see a trace of where the perm right below my pupil. And it was so bad, I tried to wash some out, but I ended up having to go to the emergency room. And then they skeeted some water, some type of solution in there, trying to get all of it out of there, but it just caused me more pain than anything else. But I thank and praise God that my eye, I can see, and I still can see, praise God, out of that eye that perm fell in. And I believe with all my heart, it's because the word of God had gotten down on the inside of me, and it was in the cells, the word of God in the cells of my eye that said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for all these answered prayers. Sometimes you don't hear about the answered prayers, but we've been praying for a young man by the name of Stuart Balding for quite some time. And he's, you know, he was in the ICU. He's been in hospital for so long, and now he's been in, I think it's rehab for so long, and they was talking about giving up, but we still turn to God. God, you know what's going on, and work it out for his good. God, I thank you, because I realized that this young man didn't have to be here, but God is a prayer answering God. Hallelujah. When you pray believing that you receive, God will bring it to pass in Jesus' name. I thank and praise God. A young lady had asked for prayer for her dad. He wasn't getting no rest, and she was just a little bit restless over that herself. But we prayed for him and praised God. She called us back and she said, thank you. She said, Miss Willis, she said, my sister called me and let me know my dad was able to lay down and get some good rest, and he only got up one time during the night. To God be the glory. God is a prayer-answering God. Hallelujah. So many things, hallelujah, that we trust God for. As long as you're trusting God, you can see it take place. Hallelujah. And I mentioned in my praise God prayer how I was talking about, there's a song by, I think his name is J.J. Harrison, and he sang this song, You're Gonna Live to See It Happen. When I heard that song, I said, oh, my goodness, that's a prophetic word, praise God. And if we can get a hold of it, it's in Mark, the 11th chapter, where Jesus said, have faith in God. And then he said, you can say to the mountain, uproot itself and be cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that the things that you say, and that's why I say sometimes if you want to see a circumstance or a situation change, you're going to have to say something about it. And more times than ever, praise God, I see how God does, hallelujah, release the answers, praise God, hallelujah, when you pray believing that you receive. I thank and praise God. So many testimonies. I've got others, but I'm going to give somebody else a chance. But I'm just remembering this one time when I was in Colorado, and I was so sick. I was laying on the sofa, and I told my baby girl, I said, Shauna, come pray for me. Shauna, come. She never did say nothing out loud. She put her hands on my head and prayed. In the next few seconds, I was recovered. So I can only imagine how Peter's mother-in-law felt when Jesus came in. And hallelujah, that fever had to leave her. I thank and praise God. God is an awesome God. He's still a prayer-answering God. I just, and one of my phrases I used to use when I talk to people, I say, I wish I could get somebody to agree with me regarding God's word. I wish I could get somebody to believe this word, praise God. If thou canst believe, praise God. All things are possible, hallelujah. If it's in accordance with God's will for your life, hallelujah. And I'm reminded, I know I'm going real fast. I'm reminded when I just went to Myrtle Beach a few weeks ago, me and my youngest granddaughter, and I was praying for good weather because it was supposed to be storming and raining all that week. We had a beautiful time getting there, praise God, in record time, got to the hotel with no problem, and wherever we wanted to go, we got there. And usually I'd be following somebody, but I didn't follow nobody. Me and my granddaughter, we had a good time, and the next day we was able to visit again with them, our friends, and then come on back with no problem. Thank and praise God for traveling mercies. And one more traveling one. I don't particularly care about driving in the rain. So my mom was still alive at the time, and I knew it was afternoon when I left here from Columbia, South Carolina, to drive to Memphis, Tennessee, because Mama was in the hospital in Memphis at the time. And I was praying. I said, Lord, don't let this rain be on this highway. If you want it to rain, that's fine. Let it rain somewhere else. And I said, now, let the sun stay up until I get to where I'm going in Tupelo, Mississippi. I'm sorry, not in Memphis. Praise God. And I said, and now when the sun be going down, it'll get in your eye if you're on that highway. Why, I don't know, but I said, son, you better get on somewhere else. I believe you can say some things and you can change the situation. I thank and praise God. I got to Tupelo, Mississippi in record time, even though I left here after 12 o'clock, praise God. And by 9 o'clock, 9:15, I was in the hospital room sitting down with my mom. My mom looked at me. She said, well, that you done got here already? She didn't know what time I had left. I had left that afternoon. But God made sure I got there safe and sound, praise God. Traveling mercies, praise God. I trust God. I thank and praise God. So many more things that he has done for me, and I just give him the praise. I thank and praise God he saved my children's lives, because I know the devil's working overtime, but the devil is already defeated in Jesus' name. I give God glory, honor, and praise. Most importantly, for his presence in my life, praise God, for his salvation and all that he does for me. In Jesus' name, I love you all. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord for the powerful testimonies. We give God glory and praise. And now we're going to have prayer with our Mother Alexander and her testimony. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God. Father God, your word said if we pray, according to your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, Lord, you said, if we pray, your people which called by your name, and Lord, we believe, Lord. We believe, Father God, that prayer is the key for everything. If we stand faithful, no matter what the situation look like, is who we are praying to and who we believe. We pray to the living God. His word said it, then stand on it. Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives, Lord God. Thank you for you, the God that answers prayers, Lord. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. You are the only living God, and we praise you, we glorify you, Lord God. Because, Lord, you are the God that said, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. So we come tonight thanking you, Lord God. Thanking you for cleansing the land of this pestilence that attacked the lands, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for strengthening the mind of your people, Lord God. That no matter what they see, Lord, remember that you are the outer, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too easy. Nothing is too that already over the top that you cannot bring it down, Lord. Because your word said, all things is possible. If we believe in you, Lord God, you'll never leave us and you'll never let us be shamed. So, Lord, we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for knowing that regardless what the situation, look how dark the storm is, if we put our faith in you and stand, that storm will have to pass over. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you and you alone. We magnify you and you alone, Lord God. Lord, we binding up all these sickness and disease that come against the body. Father, your word said, Lord God, you will take away sickness. And Father, that's no mistake. You said it, I believe it, Father God. Because you do take away sickness, Lord. We don't have to be sick. According to your word, Lord God, you said it. If we believe by faith, stand on your word, we will stand. And Father, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being the healer, Lord. Thank you for being a provider, Lord. Thank you for being the only way maker, the heart regulator, that no matter what come against the heart, if we keep our mind in you, believing in you, we will stand. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for being so merciful to us, Lord God. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord God, our grandchildren, our great-grands. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for giving favor to my granddaughter, Lord God, because I know you see it all, and you know the heart of each and every one. Everybody can say that no one knows, but you know the heart of each and every one of us. There is nothing hidden from you, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for opening doors for her, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. You said, ask and believe. According to your promise, Lord God, we stand in faithful and we believing in your word. Because you said in your word, Lord God, that you'll take away all sickness and disease from the midst of us. If we believe, if we stand faithful, nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we come today to give you all the glory and all the praise and all the thanks, because only you make it possible, Father God. We thank you for continuing to bless the prayer line, continue to keep the head of the prayer line going, Lord God. Every need shall, it's already been met, because according to your word, Heavenly Father, you said in your word, pray for one another. Pray for those that is in authority. We come together as one, Lord God, praying for those we know, those we don't know, brothers and sisters, Lord God. Not just here in one country, but all over the world, we're standing together, Lord God, praying for brothers and sisters, Lord God. Those that is calling on you for mercy and grace, Lord God. Those that is going through some hard time, Lord God. Because we know, Father God, that you are the outer, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you, Heavenly Father. We know that you can do it all, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We can never thank you enough. And we thank you, Father God, for keeping us, Lord, because only you keep us through everything. You keep us if we stand faithful, Lord. tell us, you know, in your word, have faith in God. Have faith in God, no matter what the situation look like. You know what you ask in the Heavenly Father for, baby. So you have faith in him that he's going to bring it forth. Have faith in him, not man, but God. Have faith in God. And Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for watching over each and every one of us on the prayer line, because you are the only way, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray and we ask you, Lord, to put a hedge around our sons and our daughters, Lord. Put a hedge around them, Father God. Because we binding up the works of the enemy that come against them. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell, for it has no authority over our sons and daughters. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. Grant them favor, Lord God. Grant them favor with God and man, Lord God. Favor, Lord God. These things are asked in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want to give you a short testimony. God is a God that his word said it, believe it. I remember, I'm giving, and this was just last year. A cyst come up on my eyes. Really large there. I said, well, I can't believe this. First, I was cleaning outside, was cutting the grass. When I get through cutting the grass, my face was all like bumps all over the face. Okay, I wash it off. Time I turn around again, there was a cyst come up on my eye a couple of days after. I said, okay. I speak to it. I said, Lord. Now, first I talked to her sister about it. And she was saying that the doctor and so-and-so. I said, well, okay, baby. So I said, Lord, you said you bless bread and water, Lord God. You bless it, Lord, and you take away sickness from the midst of us. Now, all as long as I can remember, blessed water is what take me through all things. And so I said, okay. You ain't got to lose. You got to drop off, dry up and drop off my eye. So I get my blessed water and I just dump it every morning. I wop it, wop it. I think it was about a week that thing dry up and drop off. You look at my eyes, it looked like there was nothing there. But that was that big old cyst on the eye. I said, thank the Lord. This is to let you know. If God said it, baby, you see it in his word, take him by his word. I put that there and put that water, just get a Q-tips and rubbing it morning. Every morning I put that blessed water. And it's a week time that thing just dropped right off. And you don't even see no spot. But you got to believe by faith that God's word is what work. And I don't tell you about don't go to the doctor, but I'm telling you me now. This is me. You got to have faith in God for the things to move. What he says he can do, he will do it. Faith in him. Even when you go to the doctor, baby, the doctor is doing this. But your faith is in God is who going to heal me. Because as far as I'm concerned, doctor can't heal you. They can do everything they want. But put your faith in God. I don't care how it have to surgery or not. I went and have surgery, but my faith was not in the doctor while he was doing the cutting and doing. My faith was in, okay, Lord, this is you. This is all in you, Lord. And I didn't feel anything get up, and I asked him for 3 months. I said, Lord, let it be 3 months, and I'll be up back and doing what I have to do. In 3 months, I was up back. Everybody was surprised. I said, you ask God, and by faith, God will answer. It's the same way with diseases and sickness. God will do what he says he will do. But, baby, we have an enemy that come against us back to back, and that's the devil. But you have to put your faith in God and know that God is the authority over all. But is it faith going to bring this thing to pass? Your faith in God. And next time I remember, I know these two sisters many, many years when I used to work. And the devil just attacked them because it was good friends. And the devil just attacked them, and they went K-hide against one another, talking against one another. Oh, it was so terrible. And when I look at her, I see there was none but the adversary attacking the sister. I went to the Lord for it, baby. I said, God, if you can touch Sarah, and if you can touch Gail, touch them, Lord. Bring them back to know who they are, Father God. and let them get that friendship back again. And I'm telling you, baby, I bind that false spirit up. But I went to God with it. I did not argue with them, but they know the situation with them. One say one thing, the next one say another. And I know they was good friends. But what I see here was the enemy. And so I went to God with it. And it wasn't long after that, you see those two friends, two sisters come right back together as friends. That is letting us know, we don't have to argue, baby. But God will do what you ask him to do. He will do it because he do it for me, and I know God is no respecter of person. And my testimony is that we can't stand in the gap for one another, but we must be really care for the person. It's just like I always say, if you want to help a sister or even stand in the gap for a sister child, you got to feel that child like is your own. Like, if I'm going to do something, I've got to feel it. This is my son. Feel that love like you feel for your son for that next sister. When you go to God, I bet you that baby going to be all right. It's going to be all right because, you see, it's your faith in God and you really, really care. The love of God is a lot to do, baby. A lot of people don't realize that, but it's your love. That's why last night when Pastor was talking about the weight going on with people and sisters in the church, they don't realize the love. Love is one that can heal. Just love. Love is great. Like I said, we have no excuse because remember what the Word of God said. Where is love is? He should have brought in one. In our hearts. So my testimony is that something that I know that will happen if you do it because God is no respecter of person. But the more you love a person, baby, the best you can be. Because God will answer your prayer. And that is my testimony for tonight. Thank the Lord. Amen.
I love you. I'll call you tomorrow.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the power of the testimonies and the glory of God. We thank you, Lord God, for the mighty move of God tonight. So in the meantime, we're going to open the line for Brother Black, praise the Lord, to share. Did he drop off? I just saw his number. I don't know what happened. I don't know whether something happened on the line for him, but he was just on the line. But in the meantime,
maybe
we're going to...
I had a problem with my phone, too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's going on with Brother Black.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on a minute. I'm going to ask Sister Rachel to go ahead and share something until we can find out what happened to Brother Black so she can be able to, if she has something she wants to share with us about her testimony. Let me know, Rachel, if your line is open. Sister Rachel? Sister Rachel? Okay, then. We'll let you share a testimony with us tonight, okay?
Okay.
I say we're going to let you share a testimony with you.
Ma'am?
You can share your testimony with us, a couple of testimonies tonight.
Okay. I'm thanking God for life, health, and strength. I'm thanking God for how he just touches my body, how I got my faith in him, knowing that he is my healer. I refuse to let them cut on my knees. I refuse because I know my father made my knees, and when he made them good. And God, I thank you for my knees being whole. I thank God for not being in cruciating pain like I was yesterday. I thank God for the power of prayer. I thank God for everything that he's doing in my life. Lord, I give you the glory. God, you get the glory out of me. Hallelujah, Jesus, because he's still in the healing business. And I don't have no doubt, because if he can heal 7 heart blockages, and if he can save me, and if he can just take me and just heal me from asthma, I haven't had an asthma attack. I'm not in and out the hospital, believing and trusting God because he is that he is. He's my great big I am. He's the highest physician of them all. And he wrote in his word, is there anything too hard for him? He replied, no. So that means no. So all I got to do is put all my faith and my trust in Jesus because he is the healer. and he will do it. He will do a complete healing. And thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is that he is. Amen and amen.
Glory be unto God. Mighty, mighty testimony to as well. Praise God. Brother Black is back, so he's going to allow him to pray and then share his testimony.
Father God, we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Lord, I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, God. Lord, you're God all by yourself. You're God alone. Besides you, there is none. There is no other. You have all power, and outside of you, there is no power. Hallelujah, Father God. We just thank you, God. Hallelujah, for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, clothing in our right mind, the activity of our limbs are working, God. Lord, you sit high and look low, God. Lord, you continue to search the earth, God, to find your faithful and to bless them, God. Hallelujah, for the ones that's crying out unto your name, God. Oh, you run to them. Your Holy Spirit draws them, Lord, open hearts, willing and obedient vessels, God. The ones that says, Lord, show me the right way. Show me the way of salvation. Come into my heart, God. Restore me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me, God. Lord, you help all of us out. We thank you, God. You're so good, God. Oh, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord. We lift Israel up, God, one by one and name by name. Lord, how you're blessing them, God. Lord, how what the enemy meant for evil, God, you're turning it around and still doing it for Israel's good and your glory, God. Lord, all the nations, Lord, on the face of the earth, God, Lord, bless them one by one, name by name. All our babies, God, and our youth, Lord, in colleges and high schools, all the way down to nurseries, God. Lord, touch them, God. Keep your angels camp around about them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them be used for your glory. Our patriarchs and our matriarchs, God, ones who paved the way, Lord, that showed us because somebody ahead of them showed them, God, Lord, the truth, Lord, which is your word only. And we just thank you for that, God. We're honored, Lord, to be in the number, God. We're so grateful and we appreciate you. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the executive branch, the president and vice president, God. Lord, the cabinet, God. Hallelujah. Bless the legislative branch, God, the lawmakers and the judicial branch, the judges, God, Lord. Let them walk upright before you, God, and be transparent, God. Lord, before the whole earth, God, Lord. Let them glorify your name, Lord, that your seed will be implanted in their spirits, in their hearts, God. And, Lord, they call upon your name, God, them and their whole families all the way to the third and fourth generation, God. Bless them one by one and name by name, God. And, Lord, we just thank you for the great things you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're about to do. Hallelujah, supernatural breakthrough and a supernatural miracle explosion that the world has never, ever seen before. God, we thank you, God, that we're a part of it, God, that you're going to use us for your glory, vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor. They're going to be used for your glory, but they won't be used to lift you up and call on your name. But they will be used, Lord, that you will be lifted up, but they won't be calling on your name. Hallelujah. But the righteous is going to call on your name. God, we thank you, God, that at the end of the day, we will be with you and you will be with us. We are your children and you are our God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit, God. Yes, Lord. I just pray for all those who are sick, shut in hospitals, convalescent homes, nursing facilities, God, independent living situations, God, ones that are homeless, God, the ones that wants a way out and can't find no way out, God, the ones that are struggling, ones that are on drugs and alcohol, God, oh, God, sick, infirmity, weak, God, the ones that are confused, God. Oh, hallelujah. The ones that are diseased, God. Lord, we speak life to every dead situation. We speak normal to every abnormal situation. We decree and we declare according to the word of God in Mark 11 and 24, whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received, and you shall have whatever, and you shall have it, and forgive all those you have ought against. And even, I believe, 2 Peter 2:24, by your wounds we're healed. Hallelujah. By your wounds we are healed. You bore our sins in your own body on a tree as on an altar and gave your life for it, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By your stripes we were healed. And we thank you. We can stand on your word. Oh, we thank you for the prayers that went forth already, even though I wasn't on the line. But I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for taking stitches out of my eye today. I thank you that my mother is not on the breathing machine, a breathing apparatus. But I thank you, Lord, that that ventilator was to get fluid out of her lungs, and she's doing well. No potassium in her kidneys. She doesn't have to do one of those blood transfusions or anything like that. I thank you. This is some good news. Thank you, Lord, that I have more strength now than ever before. Thank you for blessing our loved ones and our children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, God, full ministry, all the apostles, all the prophets, all the evangelists, pastors, and teachers, God. Thank you, God. You never fail, and your word doesn't lie. Hallelujah. We just bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. That is my testimony. My stitches got out today, and I didn't want to go to the eye doctor, and I waited about 2.5 hours all in there. They were checking on me, but it was worth the wait. And, good news. My mother's doing well, and I just thank God. I thank God for all your prayers. And I'm just encouraged, and I'm excited for the days to come. And God bless everybody. Love you.
Truly, that's a blessing, because prayers was going on for you last night, throughout the night for this morning, and then prayers was going on for whenever I talked to a couple of prayer warriors. So we thank God for the report that it turns around. Glory to God for the good that God blessed, because God has the last say so, for he is awesome. We bless the Lord. Praise God. I guess I'll get an opportunity now to praise God, to share a little something. I was just thinking about the goodness. I want to make sure we pray for Pastor Sims. Anybody forget, tell me, Mother McCormick, remind me after my testimony. We want to make sure she covered, because a call came in yesterday of some sad news, but we're going to call that up after this testimony. I was thinking about before, but we need to keep the flow of the testimonies going. So, but in the meantime, praise the Lord. When I think back about the Lord, I think about, glory to God, of our past history testimony. Well, all the testimonies will be history because it already didn't happen. But some time ago, so many years ago, when Alicia was very young, I shared it probably over the last couple of years. But anyway, she was going to the orthodontist during the time and so forth like this. We were in Fort Stewart, still married, this, that, and the other. When the divorce thing came up, or either separation or however, the situation occurred where, of course, the other party, the funds wasn't there and so forth like this to continue for her to get the services that she was getting with her teeth. So I paid for it for a while and whatever like this as I became a single mom and whatever like she was in high school during that time. But anyway, then it got to a point and so forth like this right here. I think when we moved from Fort Stewart, Georgia, and we were in Greensboro, it got to a point where, okay, the money got where I had to pay every so often. I didn't have – I might have been here in Columbia first because we didn't make a stop before we went to Greensboro for at least 2 years. And then it got a little difficult. So later on and so forth, we got to a point, whatever, like this man, she would keep her teeth up and do what she had to do. She had the braces on and wasn't able to go and have them on frequently tightened like you normally have to do once a month. I'm telling you, God, it's something else. Even when it was over with, I still couldn't believe it's been that long. She said it was longer than that. 3 years had passed, but she always keep them cleaned and whatever. When I did start back to send her to an orthodontist, it was time for them to really just come off. We were amazed, and they were amazed of the fact that God took care of those teeth so that everything, he was tightening them evidently in the spirit. God was just using a miracle in the meantime. And everything turned out fine. She didn't have no complications, no print indents from the braces being on so long. She didn't have anything where there was any separation in between. Her teeth came out perfectly. Now, I'm telling you, nobody but God. I tell you, acknowledge him in all things and pray and do your part. God is phenomenal. He'll do that exceedingly abundantly above more than you can think or ask. And he was the doctor on the orthodontist. He was an awesome God that worked all those things out for us. So just not recently, about 2 months ago, I was in Aldi's and and I was packing the groceries up. I was near the door, and this lady had came in, and then she had the little bread, daily bread, and she was asking who want one, this, that, and the other. A couple of people said, yes. She didn't stay long. She just asked a couple of people here and there, and I said, okay, yes, and whatever, like, and greeted her. And then she was talking to this other person, and she got ready to walk out the door. She turned right back around and came over to where I was sitting putting my food in the bags and just reached over and gave me a folded bill. And she just gave me $20. Don't know her from Adam, nobody else. And God bless you, and just kept moving. And I'll say, God, you are something else. That's awesome how you do that. I'm like, wow, God. And then about 2 weeks ago, I was at Harris Teeter, and I was in one of the little power chairs, and this young man, tall gentleman, who was in his uniform, he was like he just probably got off from work, and he was ordering a sandwich. And I have never gotten a sandwich from that particular place. It was some years ago I've gotten a sandwich from Harris Teeter. But I was like, okay, I forgot about that. So I came over in the area and whatever the particular sandwich he was fixing and whatever it sounded. Oh, my God. I was like, man, okay, a steak. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, I desired to say, I just inquired about it and whatever like this. So I was going to wait for him to finish and I'll get me one. So I was inquiring, what was that sandwich? And da 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 da. And then while I was talking to him and so forth and waiting on this man to be served, all of a sudden the young man just turned back around and gave me a $20 bill for me to get me a sandwich. I say, God, you are something else. I just spoke blessings back on him and thank him and, you know, however. And I say, God, you are something else. Just the favor for those kinds of things just to happen. Don't take it for granted. And also was thinking about too, you know, when we got the stimulus check and whatever like this. I've been praying and praying and praying for the last 3 years and stuff like this. Okay, because I've been in this apartment. I said I want to wash and dry. You have a laundry room downstairs, but you know that can be an inconvenience in trying to do. And then my daughter was doing mine for quite some time because she didn't want me to use the laundry room. Now, even though it's a nice facility. But anyway, then something had happened. They had went out of town for some time, and during the time of the pandemic, and I said, you know what, I need to go ahead and start going on down there and doing whatever, because when they were out like that, when it was really bad, I'm like, okay, you 2 weeks before we come in here or whatever, or meet up with them or see them downstairs or whatever. But nevertheless, I went on and Then I say, I've been already been praying and believing God. And so you wait on the Lord and things you think you're going to do. And he said, no, he'll have me anxious. And I didn't turn back around and try to put it on time or anything. So when the stimulus came in this last time, he gave me a strategy. I had some things that I had in here that needed to have been paid for. So he gave it to me specific. And I know I heard him three times specifically to pay this, pay that, and buy the washer and put the dryer on time. Then I'm like, man, on time. And so, because I'm a fixed income with, you know, on disability. So that is not a lot that I do get. So I'm like, okay. But I heard him clearly. So I said, I'm going to tell my daughters I'm going to do this, you know, by the bleeding of the Lord. And I think I told Bird and maybe someone else too. But anyway, so the Lord blessed. And I was paying $146 out of that. And it was kind of a little tight, but still yet. But I was like, that still yet wasn't going to go past. It was going to go past the 3 months. And he told me every time I think about it, I said, God told me already that this is going to be done no matter what. So that would only took care of about three payments, and I probably would have had just a little less than half still to go. But I want you to make a long story short. One day the Lord just blessed my daughter, said, you know what? What's the balance on your whatever? And the bill that I was paying for, the dryer. And they told me, so if I went over, they would charge me $700 the tax. So I'm not paying for nothing twice. The devil is a lie. So I will give it back first before you do that, but I'm not going to say I'm not going to lose my money. So my daughter had said, you know, that one day had told me, said that, you know, she was going to do that for me, and that was for my birthday. So it was done before time. And I said, God, you're good. We just stand on what you said. Don't have to manipulate and try to do and make it happen. You said, even though it was kind of stretched out there, you didn't have me to fret. I just kept speaking back how the vision, the thing that you told me to do, and the specific instruction you gave, I didn't flounder or slander or whatever. I did exactly what he said. It was a little or nothing left when I paid that bill and paid that washing machine and waited for the dryer for it to be done. And God bless, and it was so wonderful. And I thank you all, too, and so forth like this, and others that this was such a blessing, even through the birthday time and whatever like this right here. Just celebrating one another, but the greetings and the calls and even the monetary, that was just so special. I say, God, you are something else. And sometimes you can be down at the lowest, don't have to say nothing. God will just bless, and all of a sudden, there it is. So I just thank God for how he touches, he blesses, he moves. He knows just where we are, whatever it is, and we just keep the faith and believe God. And sometimes if something does come up to make try to make us anxious, we have to bind that up and just say, oh, wait a minute. But God says, and rest in him and just keep flowing with it, and he'll prove himself because he does that exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. So I'm just grateful. And the thought for now, I'm one of these people that I'm grateful when somebody just think about you to call or to text you or to encourage you or think about you on those special times, because the fact that there's so many people out here, the attitudes are so bad, and sometimes people don't want to be bothered. They only want to hear your name and all this. And but for to be in a place where somebody care enough to think about you, to call, to encourage, and we're supposed to owe no man but to love them and it, regardless of whatever. But it's wonderful when you can be able to have fellowship and time and people caring and concerned, because there's so many people that are out here abused and some people hurt and misused and been out here ostracized and criticized, and some they don't have anybody to, you know, just been out here just lonely and have done right by people, but then not done right by them. And so it's just a blessing to, you know, to be loved, to be cared for, and to be concerned, and for us to show that back even to those that are unlovable, so we can draw them to Christ too as well. But wisdom, follow peace with all men if possible, because some people are not going to allow you to, but you can pray and you can walk and just live a life before them. But I thank God again for the power of these testimonies tonight and for those prayers. And I want you to be praying for Pastor Sims. I did not know until 11 o'clock last night. Yesterday, it was kind of a little sluggish day, part of the day, but later, most of the day, I was kind of in the Word and just before the Lord or listening to the Word. So I never did check my messages. I'm going to find out about 11 o'clock last night. I checked my message, and she was saying, Pastor Hubbard, I was calling for you to pray for me. We found my sister dead in her house. And then another call that came in right behind that, I need to clear my box, but it was, and she was saying, and so forth, have the prayer warriors to pray. So she, her baby sister, the one that she was saying was losing so much weight and had been just to the doctor just recently, and they thought maybe it did a test, and maybe thought it was thyroid. Come to find out it wasn't. but I don't know the details why they didn't do the other test. They were saying something about, she said, some other test they were going to do in December. Come to find out now the lady is gone, so I know she has some business to take care of tonight, you know, concerning, you know, all the arrangements and stuff they had to, and thank God there's a family that they pulled together and can work together and when their family have tragedies or things that go on or whatever, they also thank the Lord. But I pray to lift pray for them and lift the burden off of her heart, where she got to take the responsibility to lead. But she said her sisters and brother will be working together with her to, you know, for them to in the situation. But a lot of them are distraught and hurt, and even though they know she was sick, they just wasn't expecting anything like that to happen. So when she called, she said about 8 o'clock that morning, was it yesterday, she said, and then she didn't answer. She called one more time, and she know normally she would answer right away. So she went over there, it was about 5 minutes away, and she had to get the police to open the door, and she was sitting up in the chair. They said she was cold. So bless the Lord. I prayed with her and talked with her. We talked for a while, maybe about 20 minutes, and prayed for maybe about 10 minutes last night on the phone, and I didn't get to talk to her today. I just called the prayer warriors, the ones I could reach. The one I didn't reach, I just left a message on your voicemail. I think it was, yeah. So in the meantime, the Lord bless. So I just want to pray for comfort and encouragement and direction and healing. And God just bless this, you know, the touch of each one of them in their time of bereavement and give directions. So all the lines are open, so that way we can get ready to pray, and also any prayer requests. So, Father, right now we come in agreement tonight for Pastor Sims. We know, glory to God, of these times, glory to God, when the grief and sorrow or tragedies or whatever go on, God, we know that you are a healer, and we know that you are a deliverer. You heal, glory to God, the broken in heart. But God, we thank you that she was, my sister said, she was saved. That we thank God that she's gone home to glory. And even one day she said one time that she was just tired too as well with things that were going on in her body. We don't know what transpired in between her and that moment that she was that she was away from the family, from speaking to them that night or that morning. God, that night, God, we just ask you just to touch and bless each one of them, because each person go through things differently. And in the meantime, you know the heart of each one. So we're praying comfort, and we pray deliverance. We pray, glory to God, for your spirit to touch in a special way. In the name of Jesus, we magnify your name, glory to God, in the midst of all that's going on, because we know, glory to God, you're faithful to your word. And so, God, you said you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. So we bind up anything that will try to have them in bondage or get stuck in that place, glory to God, where they can't seem to get through it. We plead the blood of Jesus and pray you lift the burden, and just pray your ministering angels to go to their posts and also be surround them and cover them under your blood as, glory to God, they go through this time. And anybody else that's having this challenging time and going through in grief and sorrow, we thank you, Lord God, for intervening and touching and blessing even Brother Black's mother, and God, just lifting even through the night, or different ones are praying and them praying and whatever in the faith, that God bless and say, it is well, and doing, glory to God, doing well. Thank you for him. And God, we just bless you with so many things that people are going through. We're praying still yet in our family. A sister just called a little while ago. She said something about good news, and the good news, we had to believe that finally that all them prayers went forth, that the son that was holding up everything and blocking stuff and didn't want, glory to God, to share with the family concerning what to do with the body, glory to God, of our sister, that God, we are praying that that's turned around, that family can have some closure for the, not so much closure, but closure in the fact of canceling the assignment, all the attacks and stuff that were keeping the family divided, to come from, to be able to come together and have a memorial for. But God, the unsolved mystery of what really took place, we just got to wait on, believe closure for that, but healing for this family. Even in the midst of all that went on, if it was nothing else, glory to God, through that young lady's death, that God bless and bring this family on that side. Glory to God. Cancel all the confusion and generational curses and all the things that will keep them separated and keep on and come against unforgiveness and bring some peace. And God, we thank you for working it for the good. Hello, somebody's on the line talking. Hello. Praise the Lord. Let me close somebody's line. Praise the Lord. So, God, we just thank you so much again for the healing that we believe in on that side and many other families. In the name of Jesus, we give these things back to you and cancel every assignment of the enemy and plead the blood of Jesus and pray, glory to God, for you to continue to have your way in our midst and we continue to yield ourselves and avail ourselves for your service. In Jesus' name we pray and call our peace back and our joy back. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, at this time, we had somebody else join us. I'm not sure who that is, if they have a testimony. That's what we've been sharing tonight. You can say so now. If not, we're just going to go ahead and take prayer requests. Okay. Evidently, we're ready now to take any prayer requests that anyone have out there, or either praise reports.
You need to pray for Dorothy Davis.
Dorothy Davis?
Uh-huh. Back pain. This evening was talking, and that's what she said. She's having back pain, so she's going to the doctor in the morning to see if she gets shots or back. And I also would like to pray for Honey. Actually, she's recovering, but asking God to strengthen her that she's able to go through these things.
And you say
Annie Robinson. Annie
okay.
Robinson. One of her sister in Christ, yeah. Okay, those two.
Okay. Recovery. Okay. All right. All right, then. Anyone else? Mother. Anyone else? Okay, if that's all the prayer requests is tonight, then we're going to take those and praise God. And I'll go ahead on and pray then. Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander can take that. I mean, Mother Willett can take that prayer for those two ladies. If there's no one else so that we're going to have prayer, then we're going to go ahead and get ready to release the line and give God praise for all that he's already done in the powerful testimonies that praying somebody will grasp some of the things and recognizing what God still is doing and glory to God the promises that he have and even though the challenges may come up against us and in these various storms and different things that we got a God that we can look to and he is the author and the finish of our faith and he's our advocate and he's still doing great and mighty things and all these healings and deliverance and when the enemy say no, God got a way of turning around and making it yes. So we just bless God for it. So Mother, will let you take that prayer request that Mother Alexander just said for Sister Dorothy and Sister Hannah.
Dorothy Davis and Honey Robinson. Dorothy Davis is back pain.
Yes,
Honey
I heard that. Mm-hmm. You said
Honey
her
Robinson.
Name is Dorothy, right?
The first one with back pain is Dorothy Davis.
Okay, that's what I said, Dorothy. I just didn't say her last name, but Dorothy Davis and the other one was the other one that's recovering.
Annie Robinson, she's going to recover. Ask God to strengthen her.
Okay.
And she stands strong.
Amen. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of healing. We, Lord God, lift up Miss Dorothy Davis right now in the name of Jesus. And others, Lord God, with back pain in the name of Jesus, including myself, my Lord, right back. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we thank you that, Lord God, nothing is too hard for you.
Amen.
We thank you, hallelujah, Lord God, that you desire for us to be well. That's in your word, Lord God, hallelujah. As Sister Alexander mentioned earlier in your word, hallelujah, as you we pray over our bread and our water, Lord God. You will take sickness away from us. And we come against this excess pain in our bodies in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
God, we thank you that Isaiah 53, verse 5, 1 Peter 2:24, and Psalms 107 and verse 20, praise God, hallelujah, says, with Jesus' stripes we have already been healed, and you sent your word to heal us. So we thank you for the liberty and freedom, hallelujah, and victory over this excess pain in the body. We thank you. You said that if thou canst believe, all things are possible, and we trust your word that you desire for us to be well. You said when we pray to you in 1 John 5:5, praise God, hallelujah, that you hear us, and that, Lord God, as you hear us, we have the petitions that we ask. So we ask you, Lord God, that the sword of the Spirit, your word, go forth with your anointing of healing to attack that very root cause for the pain and dry it up in the name of Jesus. In other words, annihilate this thing that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God and your word. We plead the blood of Jesus. We command that pain to get out of that back in the name of Jesus. And we receive our divine deliverance from the excess pain in the back in Jesus' name. And we lift up, Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' name, Miss Annie Robinson. We pray for her recovery. We pray for a speedy, Lord God, and no complicated problems with the recovery. And we pray for her strength. Lord God, let your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, strengthen her from the top of her head to the very sole of her feet, and give her strength in every cell in her body in Jesus' name. And we thank you for her recovery, because I heard it already. Yes, we go to the doctor. Hallelujah. We try to do what they say sometimes. I know I'm guilty of not doing it all the time. But, God, we thank you that you are our great and mighty healer. You're a good Heavenly Father, and we appreciate you, Lord. We thank you so much, and we trust that you're the God that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And we place this in your hand, and we thank you, and we receive the deliverance in Jesus' name. And we bind up any, Lord God, hindrance. We come against any opposition that try to stop, Lord God, the answers from reaching the body in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, Mother Alexander, you pray for this, this has been yesterday and today, whatever this is, lightheadedness or whatever. I don't know whether it's part of the problem coming from some sinuses, and others might be coming from this thing they call a vertigo, a little bit or whatever. I'm not quite sure. So just praying is lingering, and it's another little pain that's shooting a little place that it need to be eradicated. So just asking you for you all to join in prayer, but asking Mother Alexander to take that prayer for Mr. BJ.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we know you is a healer, Lord. And, Lord, you gave us authority and dominion over aches and pain, sickness and disease. We bind the words of the enemy that come against the body, Lord God. Father, your word said, Heavenly Father, cast all our cares on you. So, Lord, we come together, Lord, standing in agreement, Lord God, that this false spirit has to lose its grip, Lord God. Lose it right now. Lose these aches, these pain, whatever it is that it come against the body with, Lord God. We binding it up right now, and we command it to lose our body right now in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, your promise is said, cast all our cares on you. And your promise is said, Lord God, that believe when we ask, believe. That's why you said in your word, have faith in God. Lord, this is one of yours, Lord God. And right now, Father God, that false spirit come attacking the body, Lord God. Attacking our head, Lord God. Attacking our nostrils, Lord God. Our respiratory organ. We binding it up and we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Loose in Jesus' name. Because, Father, your promise, he said, by your stripe we are healed. Your promise, he said, you take away sickness. So we know this is none but the enemy attack, Lord, and he has to lose it. Right now, in Jesus' name, we claim it's done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Agreement, baby. We all standing in agreement. Together is when the power is.
Amen. In unity. Praise God. And Father, I thank you for Pastor Mother Willett standing in the gap and praying. And as she mentioned already about her back, we stand in agreement with her for that, and her leg and her boot and her, that you, it's on her foot, that she desire to have it off during that time. We're praying that, and that it be strengthened, it with no problems, no complications or whatever, and that her body continue to be healed and whole, and she can get back to her regular routine that she desire. Glory to God in her pool and what, not in her pool, but to be able to do her water ropes like she'd like to in the name of Jesus. We just pray you continue to bless everyone. And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing Mother McCormick's granddaughter or great-grand or whatever, the little baby and so forth like this, that the enemy is attacking her bowels. We thank you, Lord God, they're not going to have no misdiagnosis, and they are not going to be programming and glory to God, using the baby for a guinea pig or any, whatever thing that try to bring up like a generational curse, keep coming about bowels in the body or whatever like this in different ones of the family. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray healing and wholeness, and that thing is canceled and eradicated in Jesus' name. And the body, glory to God, lining up with God's word the way he ordained it to be so. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Praise God. We thank you for Mother Pastor Bird's sister, that you continue to bless Mary, that prophetess God, and continue to bless, glory to God, that she continue to have divine healing for whatever that infirmity that come up against her body, and that she'll still continue to be alert and glory to God in her faculty for his mental faculty will operate accordingly, and God, that you'll get glory in the name of Jesus. Touch Pastor Bird too as well. Touch Pastor Burden to God. Continue to strengthen and encourage her. But pray glory to God for her husband. Cancel that assignment of these attacks and coming up and causing his body to be hurting. Last time we just heard some days ago, he, glory to God, his body was just in pain. He didn't get to go to dialysis that day, but we're praying, glory to God, that will not be something that can continue to agitate and aggravate his body. We are praying for the divine touch, God, that you will bless. We just pray for our different ones, different families, different family, church family, different ones that are going through different types of situation, people that we know and don't know, even the things that we're hearing, glory to God, and even this foul spirit that tries to rise up back, or we have a new changing of a guard. The stuff of the past will not bring more prejudice, more dividing in the family with this person that want to rise back up again for the future. God, I'm praying, oh, you said you are our vindicator. We are not going to have our faith, glory to God, move from knowing that you said you, glory to God, vengeance is yours, and you know how to, glory to God, put things in proper order. Glory to God, when men still see, rise up and think, glory to God, they're above the law, above you, God, you got a way of bringing things in line. But help us as believers. Don't sleep, glory to God, on these things. So that's like the woman that came in with the taking prayer out of church, and then glory to, I mean, out of prayer out of school, and then how, glory to God, the spirit, glory to God, that's rising up now with this foolishness that went on even after we done had changing the guards, and now the head is rising back up. God, everything that's in the background, just like the Tower of Bell, let them not be able to come in agreement, all glory to God, and all those ones that was in caught up in foolishness before, glory to God, they're praying that it become a conviction and repentance in the name of Jesus, that it will not be a spirit that will rise up and cause our country and our land, glory to God, to still be fighting and dividing and prejudice and this right here and hatred and all kind of turning inside and turning. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we are praying, glory to God, you can come in and eradicate this thing in the name of Jesus. We are praying, glory to God, that believers will get in their rightful place and stop playing both sides of the fence and do what God called us to do, and know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, and glory to God that we cannot serve no two masters, and glory to God that you said you have no other God before you. So as we come before you with joy and peace and salvation and healing and deliverance that you have given us and power to operate in and the giftings that you give us, help us to use them for your glory and your honor. And so as we cast these cares and these concerns back to you, we bind up Satan, all his little cords, every setup, every trap, every snare, every untimely death spirit of threats and whatever else he's plotting and planning, even through these storms and all these other things that are happening, we plead the blood of Jesus, the natural ones as well as glory at the elements and whatever else. God, we are praying for your healing, your deliverance, and your power. And God, we are praying for those that are sick and shut, and those that need food, clothing, and shelter, those that are going through in their minds and need deliverance, those that are, glory to God, are caught up, glory to God, in so much hideous things, glory, that the enemy is offering for them to be an indulgent. We plead the blood of Jesus, God. Awaken them out of their sleep. And those that are suicidal now, we plead the blood of Jesus. Those, glory to God, are just depressed, oppressed, anxiety attacks, full of fears. And other ones, glory, caught up in murdering and trying to retaliate because of things that didn't go in their favor. We plead the blood of Jesus. Every lying spirit, every spirit that's come, glory to God, to disrupt, to kill, and destroy, glory to God, hallelujah. We rebuke you, bind you, and loose you, Satan, from loosening you from their minds in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind, glory to God, to have hope and to do better and to come to themselves and for rights and wrongs in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, and we honor you, glory to God, as we continue to pray. And glory to God, shield our children, because the enemy wants to take them off the scene because he know what you're going to do with them. But we pray, glory to God, for a change of heart, a change of mind, and a protection and shielding to them in a realness and reality of, glory to God, consequences of decision making in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we praise you and thank you. And God, as we come before you now, continue to forgive us and help us to stay on our post and help us to not to get grief and overwhelmed, glory, about the things by not giving them to you, so you can be able to bless us so we can give those burdens to you and we can be light for the flight to continue the work of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. So we love you. We appreciate you and we adore you. And as we cast these cares back to you, we loose, glory to God, Satan from his assignment, and we loose your Holy Spirit. Have thine own way, for thy will to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise
amen.
God. Bless the Lord. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. So we love you. Bless the Lord. Continue to pray. And as I said, on the fourth Sunday, we'll have prophetess, evangelist,
Benjamin.
Benjamin, Father, we pray for Brenda right now. God, as you touch her wherever she is or whatever is going on in her life and what she's in need of right now, you touch and you minister and you move by your spirit. We pray for Pastor Graham, God, that she can continue, glory to God, to get healed from her son being killed by that motorcycle. But, God, we own that motorcycle, but whoever hit him. But, God, I pray you touch and you heal and continue to encourage her. God, we thank you for all of those that are fighting the good fight of faith, that, glory to God, that are walking in the joy and the peace of God, that want to do your will and desiring to stay on their post. God, give them strength and encouragement that they'll continue to walk this thing out by faith. Bless in their finances, bless in their home, bless in their bodies, bless in their endeavors, bless in some promotions. And God, even come lead her next for some directions about a new job that she was seeking. And God, let her be able to hear your voice and to move accordingly. Thank you for her desire for more of you. Pray for all of our children, God, and our grands and whatever else and their endeavors, that they can come to you and to save, and the ones that are saved, stay saved, and the ones that don't know you are backslidden, that they return back to you in the name of Jesus. And we love you, and we give these cares to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. Thank you for your encouragement last night. Thank you for the, thank God for the word, and thank God, glory to God, even for Mother Alexander last night was a big encouragement. You all were, but then she poured back into me today. I listened to that word, and I'm like, oh, my God, it had to be you to bring them peace, because I'm like, where was the all of going to come together? But after I heard it today, I'm like, whew, thank you, Jesus, that, you know, God is awesome how he will bring a plan together. So I thank God for it, and as I said, thank you again for the encouragement, and we're looking forward to greater things yet to come that God want to do in our lives. So we speak life, and glory to God, in him we live and move and have our beings. And I pray that you continue to keep one another in prayer, keep me in prayer tonight too as well. We love you and have a good night. And I'm Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom,
Shalom.
Shalom, love you. Love you. Pastor Sims, lift it up before the Lord. Mm-hmm. We love you. God bless. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. Oh, what a mighty God we serve.